WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump dumps, president memorializes. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump will not be speaking at the NAACP annual convention next week. Organizers say Trump declined the civil rights group's invitation. NAACP President Cornell Brooks tells why it's important.
We represent an occasion for those running for president to speak to the nation's most critical issues at a critical hour in this country. You can't run for president and not talk about police misconduct and police brutality. You can't run for president and not talk about the nation's civil rights agenda.
Hillary Clinton has accepted an invitation to speak. Well, at a memorial service for five police officers killed in Dallas last week, the president said there are just too many guns in minority communities.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
Vice President Joe Biden and former President George W. Bush also spoke at that service. I'm Elliot Francis. Thousands of people crammed into a high school gymnasium in Portsmouth, New Hampshire Tuesday to hear Bernie Sanders endorse former rival Hillary Clinton. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Bernie Sanders laid out his argument for why the 13 million people who voted for him should cast a ballot for Clinton in November.
Hillary Clinton understands that we must fix an economy in America that is rigged.
Clinton said recent events have shown why it's so important for them to stand together.
Thank you for your lifetime of fighting injustice.
But a small number of devoted Sanders supporters here made it clear that they would not heed his call.
I feel this is sickening. It's pathetic.
Given how bitter the fight was between these two, this was a pretty extraordinary moment. Steve Kastenbaum in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Three men are under arrest accused of stealing several handguns as part of an alleged plot to harm police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The plot was uncovered while police were responding to a burglary. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C.'s crime numbers are in for the first half of the year, and the police chief says there are some bright spots.
At this point last year, 74 people had been killed in the district, and people were looking for answers. This year, there have been 68 homicides.
Overall, year-to-date, as of today, crime across the board in the district is down 3%.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier says one of their biggest challenges was bringing down robberies.
Right now, we are exactly even from where we were last year, and every week, the robbery numbers have gone down several percentage points.
She's crediting the creation of a robbery task force that looked more closely at crime patterns. However, assaults with a dangerous weapon and violent crime as a whole are both up slightly. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is proposing steps to bolster the city's police department. One thing she wants to do is expand the police cadet program.
Open the age window. So if you're through 24 years old, you can apply for the cadet program. You would be able to work 20 hours per week with the police department, learning and seeing and observing officers while you're going to school to get 60 credits. And then you would be able to join the police academy.
Bowser's also proposing rehiring some retired sergeants and detectives to beef up a police force that has been losing officers to retirement. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow in the Baltimore trial of one of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. The defense rested yesterday in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest-ranking officer to face trial in the case. Maryland's gerrymandered congressional map is once again coming under challenge in federal court. American University law student Stephen Shapiro's lawsuit was originally dismissed in 2014, but the Supreme Court ruled that Shapiro had been denied a hearing before a three-judge panel, leading to yesterday's hearing in a federal courtroom. Shapiro is challenging Maryland's congressional map, saying it violates the First Amendment rights of Republican voters. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,348, the Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports, the American League keeps its All-Star Game winning streak alive with a 4-2 win over the National League. Bryce Harper goes 1-for-2. WMDA, the Mystics are in Phoenix tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, good. Annandale, Tysons, Maryland. It was the overnight road work, and I'm not seeing any delays now on the inner loop as you approach University Boulevard. Had the crews there. It looks like everything has been wrapped up. You still might see a little activity on the shoulder as it winds down. Road work blocking the right lane on the outbound side of St. Barnabas Road at Silver Hill Road. And, of course, on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, that road crew out until 6 in the morning, and you're alternating one lane each direction. No problems to report if coming in from the west. 66 Greenway, Toll Road 95 and 395 were off to a good start. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're in a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Certain amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two this afternoon. Scattered storms through this evening after a lose the daytime heating. Things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon. Hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Manassas, 73 and only 76 degrees in Washington. House Speaker Paul Ryan's defending his support of Donald Trump. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Hey, it's 5:07. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday. Time to get up and get started. And while you're doing that, I have some news for you.
Yeah.
Larry and I are back.
We are back.
And we've been joined in studio by a special guest.
Yeah, that's right.
A moment ago, a Pokemon Go figure arrived.
It was hopped right next to you.
It was sitting right next to me.
I caught it.
And
not to worry.
We're going to post it.
Yeah.
So. It happened right here, and I didn't even see a thing.
We're right back in the swing of things.
All right, so listen, a busy morning, 7:35 this morning. KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst at 8:05. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County school board member. Yes, those folks over there at Fairfax County, they're at it again. And we're going to give you a chance. I said you probably won't get a chance in the actual school board meeting to actually comment. We'll give you a chance to have your say about transgendered bathroom policy here on our program. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Brian, it's so good that we're back together off of our vacations.
Yeah.
I got to get back in the swing of things because the Republican National Convention is
next week.
People have been asking us, are you guys going to be there? Of course we are going to be there broadcasting live every day from the Republican National Convention. I can't wait to be in Vegas. I am so glad they picked Vegas for the RNC, and this is going to be fantastic. What a town that is. Built for us, man. We are so...
It's Cleveland.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Cleveland. Obviously,
no, they said they were going to pick Vegas. No, I remember distinctly.
You missed the memo on that, yeah.
We're going Cleveland?
Yeah. James Rosen says there are pigs in Cleveland. He's there already.
So we're going to spend all week in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Is it too late to rethink that? Are we committed to that?
No, we have to go. And we have our hotel rooms, whole things booked.
All right, then. Let's talk about the president's speech yesterday down in Dallas.
By the lake.
So the president goes down to Dallas. It was a funeral, by the way. This was a funeral. Can we just set the stage for a moment?
A memorial service.
This is a memorial service for five fallen police officers. The president says, I'd like to go down there and speak. What do you do? You know, you're the mayor of Dallas. You're the Dallas police chief. Of course, you accept the invitation. It wasn't an invitation. You accept the request, and the president goes down there. And I have to say, much of what he said was extremely appropriate and fitting and perfect for a memorial service. And then it turned into a political rally, and it was a political rally against guns and the NRA and evil Republicans who want people murdered, apparently. And he made this statement.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
It is easier for a teenager to get his hands on a Glock than it is to get his hands on a book. Wow. That's just offensive, disgusting, and insulting, by the way, to teenagers and their parents in the impoverished inner city neighborhoods that I imagine President Obama is talking about in that statement. But you know what? Just for the sake of our arguments, for the sake of us to exercise our brains a little bit here at 5:10 in the morning and get ourselves all juiced up to be able to fight the never-ending argument about guns in our culture and in our streets. Let's take the president's word here. Let's take the president's argument. Let's accept his premise for a moment.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
Okay, Mr. President, I accept your false premise. Let's say that that's true. Well, whose fault is that? 888-630-9625. If it is true that it's easier in some neighborhoods, and I'm guessing he's choosing the war-torn neighborhoods of inner-city Chicago as his example, you know, the bastion of Democratic politics and policies for the last six decades of American life. Let's say he's talking about that. Let's say he's talking about certain neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., or New York City, or Baltimore, or any other major urban center in America, that it's easier for a teenager to get his hands on a Glock than it is to get on a book. Who do you blame for that? Is it the NRA's fault? Is it the gun industry's fault? Is it Hollywood's fault? Is it the parents' fault for not emphasizing books as an important part of a child's upbringing? Is it the public school's fault? Is it the local government's fault? Who do you fault? If it is true that you can get your hands on a Glock easier than it is to get your hands on a book. And by the way, if you don't accept the president's premise and you would like to offer your argument and rebut his statement, please go ahead and chime in on that too. 888-630-WMAL. Brian, I don't doubt that if there are young people growing up in certain neighborhoods and they are raised in a culture of crime, then they're inclined maybe to get themselves a Glock instead of a book. Of course, it's illegal for a teenager to purchase a Glock.
Yeah.
But obviously he's talking about a basic criminal element here. If a child is being raised to value a firearm illegally obtained in the back alleys of some urban center versus having a good book wherein to educate himself, or he would use to educate himself, I blame their parents. And I blame the culture and society that has raised those parents and put those parents in a place where they are neglecting their children and not raising them with the values that they should be raised. And this is always, always, always going to go back to values, 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 values over everything, over skin color, over culture, over education. It all begins with values. And I blame the values being infiltrated into those neighborhoods.
I need to stop before I get into a discussion of that, because I just have to comment on a couple of things about what the president has done. We're in Dallas, Texas, where five police officers have been shot and killed. In the audience are the members of their families. Mm-hmm. It is a somber moment. It is a time where you hopefully, as a community, come together and there can be some healing, or at least the grieving process can continue. And here is the president of the United States, who just seems incapable of coming to a situation like that and not having to turn it political. Why did it have to become a political discussion? Why was it appropriate of him to come in and start talking about guns at this moment? What he needed to do was, you know, be that person, a unifying figure who comes in and says nice things to the grieving families and to perhaps, you know, bring some sense to the nonsensical. But no, he just can't help himself. More on that probably a little bit later mm-hmm. in the program, but that bothers me. It also bothers me, as has been pointed out in the Daily Caller, that the president comes and he's cracking jokes. And he mentions his own, and he uses personal pronouns 45 times. He's talking about himself, which he's very, very good at. His whole demeanor, his whole approach, from my mind, was inappropriate to the moment. Now, about this idea that, you know, you can get a gun easier than you can get a book. I very much decided I know who's at fault here. It's lawmakers. Because obviously we don't have enough tough laws in this country that make it difficult for people to go out and buy these guns. I mean, obviously, what we need is more gun laws.
There you go.
Greater restrictions on the purchase of gun laws.
If only there was a law against teenagers buying Glocks.
Yeah, that's just it. It's like that's what the president wants. He really, his argument is we need more gun laws, right? Mm. Well, if it's that dead gum easy to go into an inner city area and buy a gun, easier than it is to buy a book or a computer game or something like that, then clearly his approach will not work. Because in the most violent communities we have in this country, they have the most strict gun laws. And just look at the gun laws in Illinois and tell me why it is that Chicago is such a violent place then. Because his approach, it's just not going to work. But I guess that's what we need. We need more laws to make it more difficult to buy weapons, he said with his tongue firmly in his cheek.
Yeah, and Brian, thank you so much for pointing out how absolutely obscene it was for the president to turn this thing into a political rally and a partisan political rally. More on that and your calls. It's your turn to speak up about this in just a moment. 888-630-WMAL. Easier for a teen to get a Glock than a book? Really? It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Our early commuters loving it around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. It looks like everything cleared from the overnight road work. Maryland Interloop, Silver Spring, good to go. In Northeast D.C., crews are dealing with a structure fire. Fire department activity going to block a stretch of Bladensburg Road in Northeast between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. And they say it looks like that will be closed through the morning rush hour. So if you're coming inbound, you normally take Bladensburg Road. You can take Eastern Avenue over to Rhode Island Avenue. That's an option for you. No problems currently. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, each direction between the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. I'm checking you out with lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got variable clouds and scattered thunderstorms today. High of 89 degrees. Could have some heavy rain possible today, even some storms. So keep a lookout. It's one of those things. It's a 50-50 chance of rain. But if we hit that 50-50 chance and it rains, it could get pretty heavy. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the evening. Low of 76 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Few afternoon clouds. Maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow. High of 96 degrees. Right now, we're looking at 75 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
The Apostle Paul said, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of strength and love and self-control." Those are the best responses to fear in the life of our country. And they're the code of the peace officer.
Is that more to your liking there, Mr. Wilson?
Isn't that what should happen in a situation like this?
Former President George W. Bush also yesterday speaking at the memorial.
Isn't it interesting that in that situation, former President Bush was more eloquent than current President Obama?
More eloquent and certainly more fitting to the moment. Yes. All right, but we are talking about the president's statement he made yesterday during this memorial.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
You know, we really should spend more money on education. Clearly, in this country, we're not spending enough, you know, so right. The kids go, oh, gosh, no. It's maddening.
That's it.
How about line two? It's Norton in Woodbridge. Norton, line two, you're on WMAL.
Hey, good morning. I'm a former California County deputy sheriff in California.
Okay.
I'd like to say that the Black Lives Matter scheme, I believe, orchestrated those killings in Dallas. I don't think that it was spontaneous. And I think that Obama was a complete jerk when he went down there and tried to politicize it. He should have kept his nose out of it. I think a president who goes into the local area where the foundation of law enforcement is the local police and try to politicize something is terrible. And then there's something about guns, too. Communities, gangs, organized crime. They'll always try to import the means to support their way of life. And this is how guns get into the communities. We don't bring them in. The bad guys bring the criminal element.
And the line of defense against that is the police officers, and this is a moment where we should be boosting up our cops. Norton, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. And listen, I don't think we have anything against the idea of the president going down and giving some remarks.
I don't have... If he wants to go...
Could have been a moment he could rise
to. A moment where you could rise in there and you could go in and you could actually be helpful to the mourning process that community is going through. And I have friends in Dallas, and the whole community truly is in mourning. I mean, they're very saddened by what has happened here, and this was not the place to have a political rally with applause and laughter and cutting up. It was completely inappropriate of the president.
Angela, and a cell phone out there. Angela, you're on WMAL. What are we going to do about these more Glocks than books out there?
Well, I think first of all he said we're flooding, and who is this we he speak of? But I just think we should make murder against the law, and that would solve everything.
You know, I'm shocked that no one has come up with that yet.
Why didn't we think about that? Angela. We forgot that murder was illegal.
Angela, thank you for that. How about Judy? A lot of ladies waking up this morning and want to chime in on this. You're from Chevy Chase, Judy. Thanks for calling in.
The problem is this. The blacks start mouthing off when they are stopped. And that's the whole problem.
Well, you know, Judy, I love you and thanks for calling in, but anytime we start a statement with the blacks do this, I always want to stop that because not everybody does the same thing because their race. How about Xavier in Tyson's on line 6? Xavier, you're on WMAL. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Xavier.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you'll pardon the expression, there's so much of a target-rich environment in that president's speech we could be disgusted about, but just a statement about flooding the community with Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers certainly aren't going into gun stores where the cost of a new Glock, is going to be upwards of $350. Certainly a used Glock, they're not buying it legally from individuals because a used Glock is going to cost you around $200 or more anyway. So where are they getting these Glocks that are flooding into the community? Certainly not from the gun stores or private individuals who are selling them legally. So any laws that would be enacted against gun stores or private individuals are going to be useless. These kids are getting the weapons, whatever they are, not Glocks, certainly, Saturday night specials or other cheap guns. They're getting them on the street corners from illegal means.
Yep, you betcha. You're absolutely right. But Xavier, you're using logic here to dispute this, and clearly we don't.
What a refreshing concept.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Xavier. All right, more on this in a moment. It's 5:22.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Summer vacation season is upon us, and you know, you have to ask yourself, is your home protected? Is your stuff going to be secure while you're away? And how much, by the way, if you have a security monitoring service, are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop it because you're paying too much money. You know, I'm all about saving the almighty buck, and I'm going to help you out here because if you call Ackerman Security Systems, you can get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide just $19.95 a month. Now, here's the great news. It doesn't cost a penny to switch over. Not a penny. And right now, if you make the move during the month of July, by the end of the month, July 31st, you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. This is the best deal that the Ackerman people offer, and you need to take advantage of it right now. They got 40 years experience. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. They also have all the bells and whistles and technology that you might want to add to your system. Like you'll be able to see what's going on at your house by looking at your smartphone. That's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman. Protect your home and family. Remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
525 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. It is 270. I'm not seeing any problems out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. 95 as we push down toward the Beltway as well and onto the Beltway, either outer loop into Silver Spring, inner loop into Greenbelt. Good. 95 Virginia, no problems. If you're heading through Port Belvoir, I am seeing a little delay starting to form, so keep alert on Route 1. Northbound Route 1 slows approaching Telegraph Road. The reason is when you get to Telegraph Road, if you typically take that right turn, which is labeled Old Colchester Road, you cannot make that turn because crews are dealing with a crash there. You can turn onto Telegraph Road. Northbound 5, before you get to Brandywine Road for the crash, watch for police direction. A little bit of volume starts to form. And fire department activity in Northeast D.C. closes Bladensburg Road between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then they'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now, 526 on WMAO.
We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
Tony in Arlington, your response to the president's statement at a memorial service last night in Dallas.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
It was two things I wanted to say. First was that I think that, you know, you guys and other guys that have a microphone should listen more to what Bush said, which was these type of events bring out make us look at the best in ourselves while looking at the worst of the other side. First, and the second thing is that I'm upset with the NRA, who didn't come
Problem with your phone.
You're breaking
so
up, and I did want to hear your comments. We're probably going to hit on this topic later this morning. Maybe we can get into a better spot. Let's just purge ourselves real fast of what got us so riled up this morning, and let's.
With their deaths, we have lost so much. We are grief stricken, heartbroken, and forever grateful.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
528 on WMAL.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Coming up on WMAL, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana rallied with Donald Trump yesterday. We'll play you a little bit of his audio and tell you how he seems to be emerging as potentially the number one man on the list for running mate. We'll tell you all about it right after the news.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities in Baton Rouge, Louisiana say they have foiled a plot to kill police. Three men have been arrested, but the threat may not be over.
Officials tell us they have every reason to believe there is potentially a fourth and maybe more suspects involved in this plot to harm police officers in Baton Rouge. This all started late Friday night into Saturday morning after officials tell us there was a burglary at a Cash America pawn shop here in Baton Rouge where they say they found one suspect outside fleeing the scene with a handgun. After interrogating that suspect, he apparently told officers that him and a group of people were, quote, looking to get bullets in order to target police officers during protests following the death of Alton Sterling.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Donald Trump will not be speaking at the NAACP annual convention next week. The civil rights group's president, Cornell Williams Brooks, says Trump declined the group's invitation.
The explanation given was that they're holding their convention at the same time. We, of course, are in Cincinnati. They are in Cleveland. We were hoping that he would make the short trip from Cleveland to Cincinnati.
Hillary Clinton is scheduled to appear. New figures on crime in D.C. show that in the first half of this year, overall crime was down slightly from the same period last year. Robberies were down, homicides were down, but assaults with a dangerous weapon and overall violent crime were up slightly. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,348, the NASDAQ at 50,23. Sports, the American League gets the win at baseball's All-Star Game. Max Scherzer pitches one inning, striking out one. Orioles reliever Zach Britton gets the save. WMDA, the Mystics are in Phoenix tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors probably notice it too. Your paint, it's fading, chipping, peeling. Are you going to paint your home yourself? Not a chance. Going to pay someone every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution is RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with RhinoShield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. It's perfect for wood, brick, stucco, vinyl, and steel siding. And unlike vinyl, it won't mold or mildew. Call now to take advantage of our summer special. Save up to 25% off plus
Plus, 1 year, same as cash financing. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Hurry, call now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Go Rhino Shield!
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield!
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start 95 volume as you push through Aquia and again into Dale City. If you're heading through Fort Belvoir, Route 1 is picking up delays northbound as you approach Telegraph Road. To make that right turn, Telegraph Road on one side, Old Colchester Road on the other. Crews are dealing with a crash south of Route 1. No problems right now. No delay to the Wilson Bridge. Good time to get you going. Northbound on 5 and through Brandywine, slowing to get up toward Brandywine Road. Incident. Initially, police told me they had everything to the shoulder, but it looks like we're still dealing with the crash there. Fire department activity closes a stretch of Bladensburg Road in Northeast D.C., and police tell me it will be closed through the rush hour, so listen carefully. Bladensburg Road closed between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. What is open is Rhode Island Avenue and New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms with a little increased humidity today, and then we'll see some hotter temperatures come in by tomorrow. 89 about where we should be this time of year, and some scattered storms this afternoon through this evening. Overnight quieting down, 76. A sun with a few clouds. Tomorrow will pop up a storm in the afternoon in places, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Haymarket, 72 in Waldorf, 76 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:37. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We're both back in the same room together. How about that? And coming up later this morning, 7:35, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst, will be our guest. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz. She's a board member of the Fairfax County School Board. And, well, it's going to be our chance to find out more information about their transgender policy and for you to chime in, since it's going to be passed without your input. And then at 8:35, we're going to check in with John Thompson from the AAA. Talk about speed cameras in the nation's capital. That's one of our favorite topics, isn't it? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We don't need a president who promises to put coal miners out of work and raise the utility rates of hardworking Americans. And as the proud father of a United States Marine, let me say from my heart, we don't need a president who took 13 hours to send help to Americans under fire and after four brave Americans fell, said, what difference at this point does it make?
That was Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, yesterday on the stump with Donald Trump. And it was, by all accounts, quite a barnstorming speech, a very powerful speech, and one that is sort of not characteristic of the man, Mike Pence. As governor of Indiana, he has always been seen as sort of quiet and low-key and not one for great fiery rhetoric. But yesterday, on the stump with Donald Trump, he really actually came out with all guns blazing against Hillary Clinton, and many people are saying Mike Pence may well be Donald Trump's running mate in the coming election. A decision is said to be pending, maybe as early as Thursday or Friday of this week, tomorrow or at the end of the week. Donald Trump will reveal it in advance of the convention. That is the conventional wisdom at the moment, and that may be the case. So, who is Mike Pence, and why were people so wowed by what he had to say yesterday? Here's a little bit more. more from Mike Pence.
There are more Hoosiers going to work than ever before in the 200-year history of the great state of Indiana. That's what Republican leadership gets you. And that's exactly the kind of no-nonsense leadership that Donald Trump is going to bring to the White House this November.
So there you go. What you start out with is you talk about how Republicans in the state of Indiana have done very well under my Republican administration. Then you turn it and say, and that's what you're going to get with Donald Trump. He continued making comparisons, well, to Ronald Reagan.
And as Ronald Reagan said so eloquently so many years ago, we're tired of being told that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives better for us than we can plan them for ourselves. Donald Trump gets it.
There you go, going after the Democrats and making comparisons of Donald Trump to Ronald Reagan. This is sort of what you want in a vice president. You want a pit bull and go out there and attack the opponent, but also someone who can, you know, back you up and speak about you in eloquent ways. And he proved yesterday he could do that. 57 years old, an attorney by training. Many people remember he served in Congress for 10 years, representing Indiana's 2nd congressional district before he returned home and ran for the office of governor. He's been governor in the state of Indiana since 2013, and he's had pretty good success there. Most people agree. So, what do you think, Larry? Well, would you be okay with the idea of Mike Pence as the running mate for Donald Trump?
I think so. I don't know as much about him, I think, as you do, because you covered him quite a bit here on Capitol Hill when he was in the House. He certainly checks off a lot of the boxes that Donald Trump has laid out there, which is somebody who knows his way around this town. And Mike Pence really did quite a bit here in town as a Republican, and he was part of leadership, wasn't he? He was in charge of the conference committee. Interesting Republicans have chimed in on him. Joni Ernst thinks that he's great. Ted Cruz's presidential campaign manager, Jeff Rowe, said, I think he'd be fabulous. He'd be a rudder on a somewhat erratic campaign, and he would have the right balance of being a full-spectrum conservative, having executive experience and legislative experience. I do like governors. I've always liked governors, and I think that they're good for the job. Here's the thing, Brian. You're right. All eyes are on Mike Pence right now. We're expecting a decision by Friday. That's what the Trump campaign has sort of intimated, right?
Right.
Friday, the announcement will be made, which makes sense. That's sort of the Friday before the weekend before the convention, so they can roll everything out and have a big weekend of hoopla and publicity about the Veep pick, and then you'll start your convention on Monday, and boom, we're just off to the races.
Right.
All eyes are on Mike Pence. Everyone's talking about Mike Pence. So it's probably not going to be Mike Pence.
Well,
this is how it always goes.
That's the way it always goes. But I got to tell you, there's a lot to like about Mike Pence. As you said, a governor. And this is a person who has actually governed. So there's that. Then does he have the kind of experience that would help Donald Trump inside Washington? Yeah. He knows what it is to work the hallways of Capitol Hill. He knows the legislative process. I mean, it checks off an awful lot of boxes. And the question was, I think in many people's mind, does he have that other quality that you want in a vice president? Does he have the attack dog, bulldog, you know, ability? Does he have the ability to go, you know, take the wood to the opponent? And I think he proved yesterday in this speech that indeed he does have that ability. Many people walked away, I think, quite impressed by that speech, quite impressed by the appearance that he made with Donald Trump. And I don't know, the buzz is pretty strong on Mike Pence right now. In fact, some people have said it's a done deal. Well, there's been a report earlier this week that it was 95% sure it was going to be Mike Pence.
It's that 5%, though.
You're right.
Yeah,
also said to be in the running right now, Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie are still said to be very much under consideration.
My money's still on Dennis Rodman. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter and the commander of the Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland, offered some details about the role of the 560 additional U.S. troops that will deploy to Iraq to support Iraqi forces combating the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1919. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1919.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we have a number of incidents that keep popping up here for the early commute. 270, you're one of them, southbound before you get to Route 80 or Urbana for the crash. Had delays that had already been extending down to past the exit for 109. On the Beltway, though, we're good. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia 95, once you get through the volume at Dale City and hit it again in through Lorton, and we're checking in that area to see if there's something stopped in the way. Fort Belvoir area on Route 1, northbound, slowing, approaching the intersection at Telegraph Road to make that right turn onto Old Colchester Road. That's where we have the crash. Watch for police direction. Also on 123 in the Fairfax Station area, northbound 123 Ox Road, slowing north of Burke Lake Road to get by the crash under police direction. Fire department activity in northeast D.C. closes Bladensburg Road between Eastern Avenue and South Dakota Avenue. Now north of, you could use Rhode Island Avenue or south of New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms with a little increased humidity today, and then we'll see some hotter temperatures come in by tomorrow. 89 about where we should be this time of year, and some scattered storms this afternoon through this evening. Overnight quieting down, 76. Some with a few clouds tomorrow will pop up a storm in the afternoon in places, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees right now. It's 547.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Well, here you go, Larry. As you know, I have an aversion to speed cameras and traffic cameras, and I've never liked them. And I think that they are just a problem. They're a blight upon our community. Here is a story that I found in the Washington Examiner this morning, talking about how much money the district is making right now with traffic tickets that come from either red light cameras or speed cameras. It's quite a bit of money. And we thought that it was sort of on the decline. Back in 2014, the numbers started to go down. And maybe people thought, well, that's because people have figured out that there are speed cameras there, that the speed cameras are working, or that people are, figuring out the location, slowing down, and then going past the speed cameras, and they're not going to get as much money. Turns out that's not true at all. Right now, according to this story, D.C. is on track to make, are you ready? $148 million from traffic tickets in fiscal year 2016, which ends at the end of September.
That is not a little bit of money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, I remember back we were talking about $25 or $30 million, on these things. But we're talking about $148 million. That's
like Dr. Evil money.
That's serious money. That's like $1 million.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, well, what's going on there? John Townsend with the AAA is on record saying, this really is probably more about the revenue than it is actual traffic safety.
It's one thing to be 100% for traffic safety, and that's where most of us are. But if it smells like exploitation and it acts like exploitation, then it probably is exploitation.
Yeah, he goes on to point out that in the District of Columbia, we're sort of focused on the wrong things.
The district had fewer rules as to where it can place cameras than other jurisdictions. In other words, there are fewer legislative safeguards that protect the rights of motorists.
So, you know, I think this is a, I got to say, Larry, I understand the desire to try to make places safer, but I just honestly don't think this is about safety. I think it really is, as John Townsend suggested there from his AAA perch, I think this is really about just generating revenue, which then they then spend in ways that you and I probably would disagree with.
Oh, I have no doubt that they have become addicted to the revenue that's brought in by these speed cameras. I don't care what their intentions were, whether they're effective, I think, is more important, effective in keeping our streets safer, and some of the stats certainly bear that out. But they're absolutely addicted to the revenue, and I would love for them to start, you know, cutting taxes to offset the kind of money they're making on people speeding in zones that they shouldn't be speeding.
I mean, if you're making $148 million on traffic tickets, then that's money you should not have to take from the taxpayer.
Yeah, see, it's at this point, exactly. It's at this point they can just say, wow, we're bringing in all this money. Why don't we give the law-abiding citizens in Washington
a break? Let's give them a break.
And we'll keep making money off of these scofflaws who insist on speeding in our neighborhoods.
It just goes to things that they probably shouldn't be spending money on in the first place. So there's that. I mean, here's the other thing. Since the whole thing has started, since they started using cameras to generate revenue in the District of Columbia, just take a guess, Larry, at how much money they have collected total. Now, remember, this is probably going to be one of the best years ever.
How long has this been going on?
I don't know. 5-6 years.
It's got to be. This is 140 mil, right?
But this is a big year.
Yeah, let's call it, you know, $500 million.
It's exactly $500 million.
$500 million
they have collected from people from speed cameras and traffic cameras.
The only thing that you can be absolutely assured of, based on all of this new information and all of this new data and these reports, is that they're not going away, and there will be more of them,
mm-hmm.
because that way they'll make more money.
Until somebody comes along and says, I'm running for the council, and I'm going to do away with speed cameras. And that person will be universally loved and lauded as a great American.
There's another way to foil this whole thing, this whole plan, this whole idea, to keep them from making all this money.
Slow down.
Just stop speeding. For crying out loud, stop speeding.
Here's El Rushmo, 551. Obama's labor secretary, Thomas Perez, rumored to be on Hillary Clinton's short list for vice president, and he's been auditioning. Fox News Sunday, Perez tried to wash away her email problems. He said that Hillary just made a mistake. There was never any criminal wrongdoing. He said that Hillary acknowledges she has to earn the trust back of many people. Perez said that it's not the first time Hillary had to work hard to earn trust. It happened when she ran for Senate in New York, because a lot of people were skeptics. But Perez claimed that Hillary did win them over because she's a workhorse, not a show horse. That's sure. Mr. Perez, that's a load of horse whatever. I mean, if you want to call Hillary a horse, go ahead, be my guest. The truth is, she cannot earn back trust because she never had it. After 3 decades in the public eye, Hillary Rodham Clinton's the most dishonest name in American politics. She's the most cheated on woman in America. In 1996, the late William Safire described her in the New York Times a congenital liar. That was long before she funneled huge sums of loot through the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, or the multiple lies that defined her State Department tenure, from Benghazi to her basement email servers, and the mishandling of classified information. Mr. Perez, the reason Americans don't trust Hillary Clinton isn't because they don't know her. It's because they do.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit,
LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal. 800-440-4833.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watching this 270 ride, Larry, commuters coming out of Frederick, you have extra volume right now south of the Monocacy as you try to get down toward Route 80 Urbana, and that's where we have the crash. One lane was getting by. Beyond, just a little bit of that stop and go passing 109 and then wide open down to the Beltway. That's now you're in the know. On the top side, looking good to College Park to Silver Spring without any troubles. 95, 29 BW Parkway, good. No problems to report on 66 here early on, but already sluggish into Centerville and Fair Oaks. Also, we have a crash in the Fairfax Station area on Route 123, northbound 123 Ox Road, just north of Burke Lake Road. Watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then they'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman. Get protected and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st. Make the switch and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, this is exciting because there is talk of an ice cream museum. A tribute to ice cream. So what should be in the ice cream museum?
Also, Donald Trump has declined an invitation to speak before the NAACP next week. He says it's because of the convention, the Republican convention. Is that a smart idea, or should Donald Trump